USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Kentucky Thomas Massie objected to a disaster aid bill in the House, forcing the bill to be delayed until the full House is in session for a vote. The Kentucky Republican is blaming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the delay.
Let's be clear. This is a crisis of Nancy Pelosi's own making. She wanted to send everybody home for a four-day weekend. She sent us on recess for 10 days without voting on this legislation, without calling it for a vote. She sent us home on Thursday instead of Friday.
One day, two arraignments for attorney Michael Avenatti, who is proclaiming himself to be an innocent man after being arraigned in New York federal court on charges of trying to extort sneaker giant Nike out of more than $20 million and swindling his former client Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 in book sales. Avenatti saying he's 100% not guilty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tensions have increased in the region for the U.S. aircraft carrier group and the B-52 bombers in the Gulf after an Israeli retaliatory strike against Syria. USA Radio Network's John Clements has the story.
After Syrian anti-aircraft fire targeted an Israeli fighter jet on a routine flight in northern Israel, the IDF carried out a missile attack that destroyed the military vehicle. The Israeli jet was not struck and returned safely to its base. The Syrian anti-aircraft system was believed to have been operated by Iranian Hezbollah militants. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said these attacks will not be tolerated and will be met forcefully. I'm John Clemens.
The most recent person to die on Mount Everest has been identified as an attorney from Colorado. He is the 11th person to die on Everest this year and the second American to die after a Utah man died last week. Most of the deaths have been attributed to overcrowding. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man is facing charges after going on a crime spree while wearing a Donald Trump mask. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The man was busted early Monday near Laguna Hills, California. Police say they spotted the man who resembled President Trump from a distance, and he was slashing tires and breaking the windshield of a parked vehicle. When they got hold of the 56-year-old man, they found out he was wearing a Donald Trump mask. He was also wearing body armor. He had a loaded handgun, an airsoft shotgun, and he had a helmet. It's unclear what led to the vandalism. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hackers are finding new and creative ways to steal your information on your cell phone. One of the ways they're doing this is if you're flying over the summer, or any time for that matter, and you see a USB power charging station. Cyber criminals can modify those USB connections and install malware on your phone or download data without you even knowing it. Charles Henderson is a security expert with IBM. He joins Fox News with some tips on how you can stay safe if you're charging your phone at the airport.
You know, I recommend that you expose electrical outlets rather than USB ports. It's a much safer way to charge. It's the way you do it at home anyway, and it's just as effective for consumers.
Now, if you do insist on using a public USB port, there is something you can buy for about 10 bucks called the Jack Juice Defender. That's a little dongle that you put on the front of your charging cord that basically blocks any data from passing down the cord. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.